gotta watch me.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is a very exciting day, especially for Susan and her family. We would like to welcome everyone. My name's Lisa Matthews. I'm the executive director at the Hope Initiative, and this could not be possible if it wasn't for the community of Princeton. You guys have showed up and showed so much love and support, from the Rotary Club to the city office, Mayor Brock Thomas. It's just been amazing. Even the electric department, the city works. We've seen people out here just cleaning up the community, and it has been incredible. And this is just a joyous celebration. This is one of resilience. It's one of restoration, but it's also a story of hope. So we would like to welcome those coming from all over the country. We have people here from Texas, from Georgia, from Pennsylvania, just praying for this family. We would like to thank the governor for coming to join us, and we'd like to start this off with some prayer. Pastor Brad?
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we don't have words to say again, even though we're almost 4 years into this, Lord, every time. We're overwhelmed by how good you are. We don't want to go one moment further without thanking you and how you have blessed us and brought us through some really tough times. But Lord, we've seen your hand working, and we've felt the love of people as we feel it today. And so Lord, we dedicate every word spoken today for the glory of your great name. And Lord, we bless the family that's going to live in this house. Oh Lord, may your presence come and dwell in this place, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I want to just welcome everyone here today and just thank you all for being here. We're here for just an amazing event. And we had so many community partners that helped in this endeavor, in this project. First off, I want to mention the Hope Initiative. They're an amazing group of people. I did not know Pastor Stephen, Lisa, or Holly before this started, but they will be lifelong friends. They have come into our community. They have loved on us. They've worked hard for us, and I can't thank them enough. Miss Vicki Duncan, Steph Burton with St. Vincent de Paul, Knights of Columbus, our Princeton Electric Plant Board, and our Princeton Water and Wastewater. I also want to thank the Princeton City Council. There's several members here. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. Our City of Princeton employees, Jenny, Alan, Lacey, Julie, Isabella Boo Burton, and all of our Public Works employees. A special thanks to our Princeton Rotary Club. Special thanks to the Governor's Alex Caudill for all of his hard work. He checks on me. He makes sure everything is going well and makes sure we don't have any needs. I especially want to thank the governor for being here today and for all of his hard work that he does for our state. He leads in the hardest of times that we faced. He's here. He's always here when we need him, and I can't thank him enough. I want to thank everyone for being here today, and I want to just praise the Lord for this event, dear Lord, this house, and just what it's going to mean to this family. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me for such a special day, one that is long overdue for this family. It has been over 3.5 years since Princeton and my dad's hometown of Dawson Springs were hit by an F4 tornado that took the lives of 81 children of God, 81 of our fellow neighbors and friends. During that time, we have been working to build back, recognizing that the last family we help is just as important as the first. And the folks that you see with the Hope Initiative, the elected officials, and everyone else here has shown up not just the day after, but in the months and the years that it's taken to get to today. Through our Team Western Kentucky Tornado Relief Fund, We have now built 250 new homes in Western Kentucky. Yeah. That is a tribute to so many people who have worked on it. And in just a few minutes, we're going to hand over the keys to a very deserving family so they can begin their next chapter. I keep thinking about how a house is so much more than the four walls. It's a place that we're supposed to feel safe, a place where we can make memories with our families, a place where people can be excited seeing their room and sitting down to dinner. And for so many of these families, that place was taken by an incredibly traumatic event. But in every one of these home dedications, I think we step up and show the people of faith and values that we truly are, that we love our neighbor as ourselves, and we recognize that every single one of these impacted families are our neighbors. So Susan, I know you and your children are still coping with the pain and the loss that that tornado took from your home. And I know that these last 3.5 years haven't been easy. And while we'll never understand the why in these tragic moments, we always see God in the response. I think about the morning after, being in Mayfield outside of that candle factory praying for a miracle because we thought we'd lost over 100 people. I remember coming down to Dawson Springs and talking to a young man who'd been pulling people from their basements, most of them alive, all night long and seeing the trauma on his face. But just hours after that, we saw people pouring in from all over the state, all over this country, and dollars pouring in from all over the world to help us, to help the people of Kentucky rebuild. Yes, we've seen the worst of the worst of Mother Nature, but I think we've seen the very best of humanity, not just that day, but in the rebuilding since. So thank you to everybody who has been there these last 3.5+ years, knowing again that that next family deserves our very best and that our job is not done and our promise to rebuild is not fulfilled until that last family walks into their forever home. Through the Team Western Kentucky Tornado Relief Fund, over $23.1 million has been provided for home repair and building. The progress, though, wouldn't be possible without a lot of great nonprofit partners. So let me say, Pastor Boykin, and the entire HOPE Initiative, nobody has worked harder to house those that were hit by that tornado than this group. Let's give them a big thanks. I said it in one of my states of the Commonwealth where we talk about the most important things to this state. And by the way, we've talked about the rebuilding every single one since it happened in 2021. But I was real proud when this guy got to come. And I said he was a man on fire, that had his mission, that his God was working through, that our God is working through. And just to see how many families have been so positively impacted, we are blessed. And to our friends from Georgia, because in the end, it's not just our Kentucky families, but it's our American families that have been impacted by this disaster. They deserve help. These Georgians are seeing just how great this Kentucky group is. And we're really excited that there are going to be new houses to house your folks, Mayor. What I love about this home is it took a lot of people coming together. Because see, after a natural disaster, it doesn't matter how we're registered. It doesn't matter if we're Democrats or Republicans. It doesn't matter the left, right, progressive, liberal, conservative. None of that matters. Only that we're people that care about each other and we're able to come together to do important things. That's what's happened in this home. I think about Samaritan's Purse, who donated this home and the new furniture inside. Let's thank them. Yeah. I want to thank the mayor and the city of Princeton for providing the lot that this home sits on. Talk about investing in your people. I want to thank our Caldwell County Judge Executive, Cody Young, and the Princeton Rotary Club. So to every person who had any part in putting this house together, I hope you see the joy on the face of this family and know that you are doing God's work. You are doing the right thing. You're pushing out the rest of the noise in our society right now, and you're just helping your fellow human being. Because of your dedication to your community, we are facing not just the rebuilding of a once-in-a-lifetime tragedy, we're facing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build affordable housing across Western Kentucky. We just announced last year the largest rental housing announcement in the history of Kentucky, all in Western Kentucky, all in areas hit by the tornado. So our job has to be to face trauma with resolution, to make sure we're building back better and that families that have been through the worst get the best. Walk into a home, I remember one grandfather saying, I've never lived in a home this nice, and that ought to be what we push for each and every one of these families. Yeah. And I appreciate this county and this city for everything you're doing. And let me just tell you, I'm excited about what's going on in Western Kentucky. More jobs over these past 5.5 years coming to Western Kentucky than at any other period in our history. Better wages than we've ever seen. And then I see a community coming together to do the right things, like honoring Chief Deputy Jody Cash, who we lost, with a road named after him, because the Bible says as long as we keep saying somebody's name, they are never truly lost or forgotten. And that's why we named a portion of Highway 641 after Princeton's own Mike Cherry. Today we have his wife and former Princeton Mayor Gail Cherry with us. This is a special day because this is a special community that's helping a special family. Remember, a home is a place to make memories with those we love the most. Susan shared this home gives her and her family the chance to sit down together at the kitchen table, which I just saw, it's beautiful, and talk about their day together. It's a precious opportunity that most of us take for granted. So Susan, we will never forget what you and your children have been through, and you deserve every blessing that's inside there. We're grateful just to have the opportunity to be a part of this. So remember, life's short. Our job is to do good things and to be kind to one another, and that's certainly what everybody's doing here today. Thank you. God bless. And after Pastor Boykin, I'm going to hand you those keys, okay? All right. Thank you all.
Thank you, Governor Beshear. Some months ago, I preached a sermon talking about the difference between I might versus I must. I was in the book of John chapter 4 and was talking about a woman at a well that maybe felt forgotten in a town that was certainly seemingly forgotten. And we see Jesus' example that he brought help and hope to the hurting. He crossed barriers. He was kind. He offered them something that they hadn't ever heard of before, living water. Hebrews 12, we see the same thing, that he felt like there was joy for him to go to the cross, that he had this attitude that he knew that he needed to make his life count, that he was there to save the world. There's a difference between a person who says, I might and I must. We see that in Christ's example, but we also see that in the example of people that are gathered around here today. I'm thankful to have folks from southern Georgia that after Hurricane Helene, they said, I must help my community. And so they served well. And then when we came, we had the opportunity to connect and collaborate. I'm thankful to have shared this very story in Northern Ohio just a few weeks ago and talking to Amish friends that were looking at going to another community 18 hours away to build hope for free. In fact, it was going to cost them to go. But yet, after hearing the difference between I might and I must, they said that was their highest sign up yet, that people volunteered to join together to come to southern Georgia. I'm thankful for Western North Carolina, where folks from Samaritan's Purse said, I must, and disaster after disaster, we see them serving and giving, and today they gave this trailer to give to Miss Susan. It's a beautiful home. It's beautiful, and we're so excited because we're going to have an incredible storm shelter out here for her to feel safe with her family. I'm grateful for folks from Eastern Texas that have joined us here. They said, I must. I'm thankful for our director, Miss Lisa Matthews. She said after the Mayfield tornado, she didn't say, I might go to Mayfield. She said, I must. And then she left her home and she started working for us for the last 3.5 years. See, our must at THI, the Hope Initiative, is to share hope, to share the gospel as we help the hurting. And in Princeton, Kentucky, I've seen Mayor Brock say, I must help my people. I must help my community. And we've seen this same outpouring of people that have an attitude that says, I must make a difference. We also see that in Frankfort. When our governor says, I must go back to West Kentucky time after time after time. Y'all, the news cycle's moved on, but he's still here. And I appreciate the heart of our governor and his team. Recently, I was on a conference call with some of his staff, and we were talking about this project, whether or not we could take this home and and do what we had heart to do. And they were, yes, yes, yes. It was just really fast. It wasn't a long conversation, but we just started to visit. And I looked on the walls of our Capitol in that conference room, and I noticed on the wall there were two pictures. I didn't see a picture of a politician. I saw a picture of people on the walls of our Capitol. I mean, that's the culture that we hope to have in our own organization. That's the culture we hope to have in our church, that we remember who we're here for. And so today we're so grateful to dedicate this home. This is the first milestone of the day for us. This is the first home we have completed outside of Mayfield, Kentucky. 54 homes in Mayfield. We'll dedicate the 55th this afternoon, but we're so excited. We're as excited to celebrate that one as we are this one, the first one outside. And we're so grateful. We're so thankful that we can be a part of this day with you, Miss Susan, that the Lord has put this together. And so thank you for joining us. We're so excited. At this time, we've got some keys to give.
Shake his hand too.
This is one of the most exciting times. I got to spend time with Miss Susan's family over the weekend. Miss Emily, you are an amazing young woman. You have such a bright future. Waylon, when you came up and shook my hand, it was an amazing shake. You have an amazing future.
Politics. You,
yes. You take such great care of your baby brother, Cole. Miss Susan, I can't think of a more deserving person than you to receive this home. And this key is very special, and I can't wait for you to go. I know you're cooking three meals today.
Hot roast, spaghetti, and what is it, chili?
That's great. And something that Governor Beshear mentioned was that we take a lot of our comfort for granted, and we forget what it's like to go without a stove. We forget what it's like to go without air conditioning. We forget what it's like to have no hole in your floors. And you've had to endure that, and this is no more. As of today, when you receive this key, you get to cook all three meals tonight, chili, spaghetti, and pot roast. There you go. So I would like to congratulate you on your key to your new home.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Something else that's very special that we like to present to each family is a Bible. This doesn't just stop at a key. It just doesn't stop at a home. It's a foundation that you all will build on. And it takes a community like here in Princeton, or people like Miss Vicky from St. Vincent de Paul, that are going to walk alongside you. And this Bible will be a reminder, as you said to us, that you're ready to pray at night beside your family and these brand new beds. We would like to present this foundation for you to continue to pray over these babies and for yourself. And thank you, Miss Vicky, for all of your hard work and casework.
She's been a rock star, ain't she?
She has, and she's just beginning in this city, and we're going to have more home dedications because we're building four around the community, and she has helped find them.
We are lucky to have her with y'all.
Yes, so we present you this Bible.
I don't want to shake your hand. I want to hug.
It's a long time since that phone call.
Yes, ma'am. It has been a long time.
Congratulations.
Here, thank y'all.
Thank you, Miss Vicky.
I'm slobbering.
It's okay. At this time, we'd like to ask Pastor Mike Acosta to come and pray for us.
Well, we started this amazing event with prayer, so let's close it that way. If you would, just bow your head. Lord, we thank you. We thank you when the government and the people, the business community, the faith community can all come together and celebrate humanity in such a way. I thank you for a governor that cares for his people. I thank you for a community that cares about you. God, I pray for Susan and her family that all of their days in this home would be blessed, that you would do as your word says in Deuteronomy 31:8, that the Lord himself goes before his people. So go before them into the tomorrows, the times that are to come, and remind them of your grace through people that have blessed their lives. Bless this community, this mayor, this family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We're so happy that you've joined us here for this special day. We're going to take some time and let the family see the home a little bit, but afterward, if you'd like to see inside, it's a beautiful home. We're so excited for them, grateful for them. But Miss Susan, y'all come on up over here, and You'll need to spend a little bit more time looking around and planning, but if you would like to linger and give them just a few moments, we'd be happy for you to see them today.
Thank you.
Absolutely.